last year at this point were wondering if you're ever going to win at Wembley. Now you've been and won, is it different now? Now you've got that winner's medal in your back pocket?
Yeah, I mean, like last year, you know, we made it known that we were really keen to have a real good Challenge Cup run, and probably put a little bit of pressure on ourselves by saying that. But when you work hard for something and you finally get the rewards and get to walk up and lift the trophy, that was just an unbelievable feeling. And I think this year we've probably approached it the same way, but there's probably, like you say, there's probably less pressure and a bit more of a relaxed atmosphere around everybody, and we just want to go out there and play well on Saturday and hopefully get the walk up and pick the trophy up and not walk past it again.
You're having a tremendous season personally, but the Rhinos are having a wow of a season, top of the table in the cup final, the cup run anyway.
Yeah, I mean, so far it's been, you know, pretty perfect. I think start of the year there were quite a few doubters. We were all a bit too old and a bit too slow, and so it's just nice to, you know, I think we had a lot of belief within, you know, within the squad, and you know, we've played some really good stuff. We've had some great performances, a couple of shaky ones at times, but that comes with the territory. I think it's such a tough competition, it's hard to maintain that level of form all year. So we're in a good place, but we've not achieved anything yet. We've put ourselves in a good position to achieve things, but we've just got to get over the line now, and that starts on Saturday, and it'd be really, really nice if we could, like I said before, walk up that stairs with a smile on your face this time.
And looking at it, I know whatever happens on Saturday, there's still the end of the season to come, but for three of your teammates, they're not going to be making this journey with you again. They're calling it a day. I mean, what would you say about the guys, you know, Kevin, Jamie and Kylie?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, it's special, and, you know, Kev obviously being at Leeds all my career, I've played, you know, pretty much every 380-odd games, whatever I play for Leeds, Kev's been at the side of me, so it'll be really strange when Kev moves on, and obviously JP, you know, massive influence on the team, probably the best signing the club's ever made, and Kylie probably the best signing, overseas signing the club's ever made, and to lose three of them players in a team is going to have a big effect on the team, without a doubt, but, you know, we want to try and send them off in, with obviously the dreams, you know, all competitions, all conquering, but we're not getting carried away with that. We want to just focus on week by week, and that's stood us in good stead so far, so we'll just continue with that formula, really.
A new opponent on the big stage, another Super League team, OKR, but you've not met them, they've not been to a big final for a long time. What do you make of them?
Yeah, I think they're a good team, I really do. I think we've had two good tussles with them this year. You know, their place early in the year, they potentially should have beat us, really, and then our place, you know, another tough game, so we're definitely not taking anything for granted. We realise we're probably favourites, and rightly so from what how we've, you know, we've worked hard to put ourselves in that position. But yeah, they've got some dangerous players, and we need to work hard and play really well on Saturday to get the win.
Is it still as special as the first time you came to Wembley?
It is, yeah, and it's the competition. I just think the Challenge Cup's just got so much history behind it, and you know, I like to look at the trophy and all the teams that have, you know, look in the 50s and 60s and see the players that have won Lance Todd and that, and the great players over the years, and that's what I think is good about the competition, is the history that comes with it. So, you know, we can create our own little bit of history as well by obviously hopefully winning it back to back, and you know, it'll be pretty special if we can do that.
And looking at it, I mean, obviously between you two, you knocked all the big guns out, so you probably, some would say, it's the right final, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, OKR have had to work really hard to get there, beating Wigan and Warrington and Catalans on the way, and ourselves, Saints, Hull. Who else did we play? I can't remember.
Oh, you're asking me.
I know, yeah. Saints, Hull, I know we've played them too, so we'll go with that. But so, yeah, we you know, it's not been an easy ride, and I think, like I say, both teams, you know, really deserve to have probably been the best two teams at knockout football this year, which proves, you know, why we're in the final. So, you know, it's like I say, OKR haven't been to a final for ages, so I'm sure they're going to travel in big numbers, and it's going to be noisy on Saturday, and, you know, I imagine it's going to be a great atmosphere.
It was Huddersfield, by the way, just before I get shouted at.
Yes.
But so go on. What do you look forward to more? And obviously, you're going to say lifting the cup at the end of the day, but what about the whole occasion is the standout thing for you?
I think the week's special, coming to things like this and doing the press, and you know, the week's a bit of a buzz, and you're off doing things, and then you're travelling to London. I think you've just got to, I think obviously we're used to all what comes with it, the travel and the media commitments and that type of stuff. So you know, we can handle them situations, but it's good. It puts the competition in the spotlight. We get plenty of paper coverage and plenty of radio and TV coverage, which is good for the game, and yeah, it's just a great week, you know, and then obviously you get a chance to play at Wembley Stadium, which not many people do.